Mike, can you just talk about the defense job they did in the second half, holding the Giants to only a field goal, getting off the field consistently on third down after the struggles in the first half?
Yeah, you know, any time a team's 8 for 10 in the first half and third downs, you know, you're going to be in for a long half. And, you know, we kept them, you know, to 13 points, which was good. And the second half, obviously, we got much better in the third down area. And that was a difference in our defense, you know, playing at that level and holding them to, obviously, 3 points.
Like, one of the signs of a great back is a guy who can get yards when the defense knows he's about to touch the football. Third and three, Alfred gets six, goes for over 100, third time in four division games. What'd you think of him?
That was just a great job by him, you know, throughout the game. You're right, though. That in that situation where you're in a four-minute attack and you want to stay in bounds like Robert did, you got to make a big play. You guys still got to get first downs to close it. But when it's if we would have punted in that situation, they would have got it with about, you know, 23, 24 seconds left. And to be able to close out a game like that when they know you got to run the football says a lot about our offensive line as well as Alfred running the football.
The opening drive, I think it was 12 plays, 86 yards, just the way Robert manages it and the touchdown to Pierre.
Yeah, we felt good, you know, throughout the game. We stopped ourselves a couple times and, you know, give the Giants credit because, you know, they're an excellent defensive team. But, you know, we felt like we were moving the ball well. We just had to, you know, stay on course and made a couple big plays.
Coach, three-game winning streak, all against division opponents. Can you talk about how big this win was from a standpoint of staying in the division?
Well, we knew, you know, 3 weeks ago that, you know, every game that we played was like a playoff game. And, you know, really proud of our football team, the way we focused, how hard we played, and, you know, playing for 60 minutes. You know, there's going to be some highs and lows in every game. I was just pleased with our guys fighting through it, keeping their poise, and, you know, never giving up. You know, for a while there, I think everybody got a little frustrated. They were doing a great job controlling the tempo of the game there in the first half, and we regrouped at halftime and found a way to slow them down.
Mike, Pierre caught the eventual game-winning touchdown. There was a drive where he got targeted four times in five plays. Can you just speak to what he means to your offense and what these last 2 weeks have been? He's played.
You know, after that first quarter in the first game, I think people could see what big play capabilities that he had. But until you do it, you know, there's always question marks for everybody. You know, hey, how big is he to your offensive team? I think everybody saw over the last couple of weeks how much he means to our football team. You know, very explosive. Every time he touches the ball, he's got a chance to go the distance. I love the way he competes, both in the running game and the passing game, and he's a very smart player as well. So he's been a big plus for us.
Coach, you talked about the fan support tonight. You mentioned last week how big they had to come up. How would you gauge the fan support tonight?
Oh, fans were great. You know, it's how you win games at home. When they have a hard time with that snap count, I thought they did. It was quite loud and, you know, a big part of our win.
Coach, are you ever concerned about letting Robert Griffin run?
Yeah, every time he runs. Yeah, every time he runs the ball, you're always concerned. But the one thing that you're able to do, or at least we're trying to get better at with Robert, is know when to slide. Sometimes he slides a little bit too late. I thought it was a great move by him to stay in bounds in the 4 minute. You know, took a little shot there, but he was smart enough and aware enough to not go out of bounds. You know, that's the difference between winning and losing a game, having that type of awareness. So really proud there. You know, I can't believe he fumbled that one ball to Josh. Everybody thought that was an accident, but he's worked on that during the week. I thought it was a great job there. But sometimes you got to get a little bit lucky.
Mike, just on Garcon again, has his return expanded what you can do either scheme-wise or what Robert can do play-to-play in terms of play selection?
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, I think right at the end of that 4 minute, you know, they were committing pretty strong, and we had the confidence in both Robert and Pierre to make that play at the end, you know, that 20-yarder thereabouts catch over the middle. Yeah, we got a lot of confidence, but, you know, just like Fred, when Fred went down, you expect a guy like Logan to step up, and guys will go down during the season. So you want guys to make plays, and but when Pierre went down, you know, we knew we lost a playmaker, and guys stepped up. But obviously he showed us what he could do today.
Mike, obviously you'd rather win games going away, but this type of win, 1 point, defense holding on, and everybody kind of contributing, is that ideally the type of win that I think says more about the direction of the franchise or what you've been trying to do here for the last 3 years?
Well, I think everybody – everybody knows how important winning is. And we've lost, you know, a number of games in the fourth quarter. We had a chance to put, you know, games away, and we didn't do it. And we put this game away, and, you know, it took a lot of people working extremely hard to do it. So you got to find a way to win. We got a lot of inexperienced guys that are more experienced right now. They get better and better. And hopefully we can, you know, just keep that going. Our guys are also aware enough that, you know, that's just one win, you know, tonight. You know, even though we got three, you know, it's we got our backs against the wall, so we're taking it week by week, understanding there's only one team that's happy at the end of the year.
Coach, it doesn't matter a whole lot now, but back at the end of the first half, the Giants got the ball back with 41 seconds left. We're able to get a field goal. You'd call it a timeout and then a play out of bounds. Can you just take us through that decision to call the timeout and that sequence there?
Yeah, it was a minute left in the game. I think it was second and 13. And, you know, we called a screen. We knew they had two timeouts, so we called a screen on the next play. And I was hoping Pierre was going to stay in bounds. And even if he didn't, they would have used a timeout. And also when he went out of bounds, trying to make a guy miss, then all of a sudden it's third and 12, and we're going to go for a touchdown. And we'd like to, you know, keep the clock going, take a timeout away, but those are the type of things that, you know, at second and 16, you're taking a look, you know, you still got a chance to get a first down. I usually call it in that minute area. But one of the reasons why we went from 220 and we went down to 2 minutes, and the reason why we ate up a lot of the clock is because we had all those timeouts, and that's what you want to do. It's just unfortunate on that second down that we did get out of bounds. And if I knew that, I would have went probably down another 10, 15 seconds.
On the Alfred Morris fumble, Linval Joseph clearly stomped one of your guys, and I know they called offsetting personal fouls. Did you ever get an explanation why he wasn't ejected, or what did you see from your perspective and all that?
I don't even want to talk about that one. I was just, you know, I don't want to get fined after a win. After a loss, I can take the punishment. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, thanks.